San Francisco is proud of its traditions and of its architecture, which might be why when you want to build something in San Francisco or change its use, there's a lot of red tape. The approval process is meant to protect residents and to ensure they get a say in what goes on in their neighborhood. In San Francisco's Outer Sunset District, there's been a decades-long debate over a building called the Beach Motel between 47th and 48th on Judah Street. On the surface, this is a zoning dispute. Is the 20-unit beach motel supposed to house tourists or permanent residents? But at its core, this is a case about the character of a neighborhood, and it's up for another hearing tomorrow night. From our archives, KALW's Ben Trefney brings us this story and what it means.
The neighborhood at the edge of the earth, where streetcars turn away from the wind, was once a dangerous place.
You'd be afraid to walk out on the streets and fear of getting mugged or getting shot at.
Vijay Patel is 42 years old. He works for eBay now and lives south of San Jose in Morgan Hill. But when he was 14, he and his family had just moved from the outskirts of London to San Francisco's West End.
Growing up in the Sunset, especially in the Judah, was difficult. There was a huge homeless population, and there was very little policing of the area at the time. So I wouldn't say we were in constant fear, but we were guarded of, do I want to walk two blocks up, or do I want to walk a block down to the beach without getting assaulted?
That was then. This is now. The community's gone through a transformation in the past 10 years. It's turned weed-strewn lots into rock gardens. It's added a neighborhood watch, and it's installed at least a dozen small businesses. The neighborhood has changed a lot since Patel's father bought the 20-unit beach motel back in 1983.
It's a good neighborhood. Everybody is peace and quiet.
Bob Patel and his wife live at the motel, which looks pretty much like any of the other flat-fronted three-story apartment buildings framing Judah Street. It's a good business, he says. Draws about $300,000 in revenues in a good year. And he says he's a good neighbor to his fellow business owners.
They don't want any bum people or that, something like that. And that's why we are trying to do is that we want to save this property as a tourist motel.
The problem is...
The Beach Motel is a motel that operates illegally as a tourist hotel under the zoning.
Steve Collier says the Beach Motel is supposed to be a residential hotel. He works with the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, a nonprofit that, like Bob Patel, has been working in San Francisco about 30 years. But where Patel works with tourists, the THC leases units long-term, nearly 1,600 in 16 hotels in an apartment building, all for low-income tenants. They've got on-site case managers, support services, and a legal team that includes Collier.
Whenever residential hotel rooms are converted to non-residential use, it results in a direct loss of housing for low-income people.
And he says that's what the Beach Motel has been doing for decades.
The city has on its records that it was 100% residential in 1979.
In the years that followed, those numbers shifted. Sometimes there were more permanent residents, and sometimes there were more tourists. Eventually, the Beach Motel turned exclusively to the more lucrative tourist trade. Collier says that never should have happened.
I could tear down my home in a residential neighborhood and build a six-story apartment building if I could get the financing, and I'd make a lot more money. But it's not legal.
But the law is not that clear-cut. In fact, there's a certificate right above the Beach Motel's front desk that says the building can legally rent to tourists. The City Department of Building Inspection issued that in 2002. But that was 5 years after the City Board of Appeals found that the Beach Motel was in violation of local codes. Those conflicting rulings were never reconciled, and the THC and Bob Patel have been fighting it out in court for 16 years and counting, debating the merits of res judicata and non-conforming conversion allowances without resolution or any more clarity. Patel and his legal team ratcheted up their own rhetoric, spreading 2,000 flyers around the neighborhood that said, quote, "The Tenderloin Housing Clinic is trying to force the owner of the Beach Motel to run the motel as a group home housing welfare recipients or felons."
That's just bias. That's not fact. That's just someone's bias.
Says Collier. And Patel?
Well, that's completely, absolutely right. And lots of the neighborhood think this is a right.
Would it be felons who would be living here?
I don't know.
But this flyer says it would be.
Well, they're trying to put the, halfway house or something like that.
Some type of housing for felons. It's certainly a possible use of group housing. It's not out of the reach of possibility.
Attorney Andrew Zaks represents Bob Patel.
And the real question is, what does the Tenderloin Housing Clinic propose to do if, in fact, the city were, in the unlikely event the city were to rule in the favor, what would the land use be? Nobody really knows what that use will be.
The THC claims to have no interest in taking over the beach motel, but it has filed lawsuits against half a dozen business owners alleging they're conducting illegal tourist operations. And the city's zoning laws have supported Collier's claims before.
Well, the Empress Hotel illegally converted to tourist use, and that violated the zoning and eventually was closed and then reopened now as a residential hotel.
The Empress Hotel is about two blocks from Bloomingdale's, the Westfield Shopping Mall, but it could be a world away. This is typical Tenderloin. It's across the street from the Tea Room All-Male Adult Entertainment, and it's also two blocks from the Tenderloin Police Department. It's an equal housing opportunity hotel. It's pretty clean and nice from the outside, and it's in a neighborhood that has a mixture of tourist hotels, such as the Royal Inn, and residential hotels like the Hotel Ambassador. On a weekday morning, a couple of residents stand outside the hotel on Eddy Street. Robert Miller says he pays a third of his income to live here.
So if you get like $1,000, it's like $300.
Is it safe?
It's very safe. They got cameras on every floor.
How long have you lived here for?
About 7 years.
Jackie Zeltzman has lived at the Empress for 12 years. She says she was one of the managers when it housed both residents and tourists.
I can't say that it was nicer. It was just different. They catered to people differently than they do with the people here. But these people here have medical and mental needs that need to be met. So there's a lot of medical and social worker staff here.
How much do you pay a month to stay here?
I pay almost $1,000 rent.
Per month?
Per month.
That doesn't sound that inexpensive.
I'm not on subsidized housing here. The ones of us that decided to stay still have to pay the full rent.
So what do you think about living in a place that has some subsidized housing and some that's not?
I think it's okay. I think it's all right. It works. Yeah, it works.
Vijay Patel stands in the parking lot of the beach motel. He's thinking about how the neighborhood came together over the last many years, creating parks, building businesses.
It increases our property values. It increases safety for our kids, you know. The level of, and people coming out here, it makes apartment buildings more attractive. It's safer to live in the sunset. We can even make it even more solid, you know. The last thing we want is to have something coming in and changing all that.
In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.